For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is Tua Tagovailoa going to practice in all periods, or do you guys work something out where they'll do some but not all? What's the plan?
The plan is something that I think, there's two parts to it. I think it's important to acknowledge that Tua is in the midst of a contract negotiation. That's important to him and the football team. That being said, we communicate very well, and it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day today. I expect it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll move on from there.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel. One of 42 questions yesterday on Tua Tagovailoa. Every angle possible, trying to get something. And Mike said, hey, man, both sides are working at it and trying to get it done. It's important. It's important to the team. Yeah, it is important to the team because he's the most important player on this team. He is the most important player. I didn't say he's the best player, but he's the most important player. And he's not practicing. One of the leaders on the team, just natural because the quarterback and the guys love playing with him. They love playing with him. Nothing fake about it. Not you don't know. It's a fact. They love playing. Very likable guy. Good with his teammates. And they think he's really good. So they want to see him get that contract. They know it's important. And last thing you want to do in a team that is the number one passing team in the NFL is have your guys sitting on the sideline for some of the drills when he decides to go in or hand the ball off in a team drill or throw a couple and then go, that's enough, I'm done. I got to go make my point. Okay, I get it. Everybody, it's a new thing. Show up and practice and not practice or practice very little. And we're seeing it in a lot of different places, and we're glad he's there. But this question is not going to go away. It's one of the top two or three national stories right now, and obviously it's a big deal down here too. When you've got a good team, and you know, and the team believes he's got another step to his game that he can take, I want to see too. And if it's anything like the improvement I've seen from concussion year to last year, I can't wait for year three to see what it's going to look like. Put me aboard as one of the grab my popcorn and sit back and watch this up close. I can't wait. I can't wait with, see what Mike and Tua come up with together with everything they have on this offense and how many games they can win and how deep. By the way, the team is, and Mike's done a really good job with this, and our media folks have reminded him of it many times. The team knows the history. The team knows the past problems, knows what they need to do. You got a good idea what's going on. You're aware of it. You've talked about how they play against the best teams. We've talked about not playing well in December and January. We find out that being a wild card and going on the road in the first round has not worked. We've seen it. We've seen it now against Pittsburgh. We've seen it against Buffalo, and we saw it last year against Kansas City. It is not the way to go. So you know what the goal is. You know you got to win the AFC East. So if you want to hit somebody with that, they're probably going to go, I know that. I mean, I know. We got to beat the Bills. We got to beat the Bills. We got to make them travel and not us. And everybody knows the numbers. There's no secrets to this thing anymore. And by the way, for me, the season really starts because I think they're going to be fine early in the season. And I've seen 9-3s and 8-3s. I've seen those. I've seen them the last 2 years. You know when the season starts. Season really starts. I don't know what you're having for Thanksgiving, but the Dolphins play that third game. First time I can remember, the Dolphins will play the third game on Thanksgiving, the last game of the night. So you've had all that turkey, and you've had that pie, and if you're getting liquored up, you're probably pretty liquored up for that by the time that last game rolls around. It's against Green Bay. It's on the road. That's the first of six games. And what most people consider to be is going to be the toughest part of the schedule, the last six. So I actually started it in November on you, in case you're wondering about the December and January thing. But, yeah, that will be. And by the way, I don't think the players haven't looked at it and went, ooh, okay. But got to play well every game. I think we got a lot of teams that look like they're around 500 teams working off of last year. From Jacksonville, then Buffalo, two huge games at home to start the season. You want to jump on. And by the way, you can have two wins. You can go 2-0 in 4 days. That's a nice one. And not have to travel. So good opportunity there. Thursday night football game against the Buffalo Bills in week 2. But there's no secrets, man. There's no secrets. That number 24 is also in there that I left out. 24 years without winning a playoff game. Mike's talked about that. So there's plenty of motivation for everybody to get going. And now we'll start talking about the 30-year-old club. How do they look? Who's lost a step? Who's still good enough to help us of the 30-year-old club? And it's double digits. This is one of the oldest teams we've had in a long time. Long time with all the guys that we've added to this football team, and a couple were already here, but we've added a lot of guys. We've got two safeties we picked up who are going to play a lot of football in the 30s. Whatever you, Calais Campbell's coming in now closer to 40 than 30, and coming off another really good season with Atlanta last year. So a slot receiver, you got two of your receivers now. Tyreek's now 30. Odell. I mean, we can go through this list of guys. And Raheem. Raheem's a young 30 because he's so athletic. So we got to get it, man. Got to find out. I'm dying to see, too, what Anthony Weaver. He's going to make some adjustments. Everybody thinks that he's just going to run this defense. He got to look at what his defense can handle and where they're going to be their best. We're still waiting to see what this, I call it the September pass rush. That's what we call it now, the September. What is the September pass rush going to look like? I feel good about the one later in the season when everybody comes back. What is that pass rush? You got to get a pass rush no matter what. I mean, it's hard. If you don't get a pass rush, and if that means you have to blitz extra, but you can't leave, I don't care who's in your secondary. You can't allow any NFL team to run around for an extra second or two with their wide receivers. They will get open. All those guys will get open after a certain amount of time. So, yeah, so that pass rush is right up there at the top of the importance of this football team right now. And seeing who it's going to be, how he's going to line them up, and see where they are once September. I don't need to see it yesterday and the coach spending extra time talking to Chop Robinson and Muhammad Kamara, and how are they going to use their safeties? Are we going to see a lot of three safety sets with Marcus May and Jordan Poyer and Javon Holland? He's got to make some adjustments, though, with this group of guys that he has, with the injured group hopefully coming back soon and what he has in, because right now he can't worry, the coordinator can't worry about October and November. He's got to get these guys ready to go for Jacksonville at home. Not that far away now will be a big one. And the other thing is, like, guys are going to get banged up out there. All our riders, like, guys are going to get banged up a little bit in practice. We're going to have somebody get somewhat injured in practice and in drills. It happens every year. That's why you hope you have enough depth. We saw it with Jalen Ramsey last year. Got hurt in practice. Remember that day? Oh, my God. Came back. He said he'd be back. And everybody kind of – we had all those national doctors saying he wouldn't be back or he'd be back late. He came back halfway through, and he was really good. He came back. One of those special athletes, man. Old Jalen Ramsey came back, and he looked real good. So, but you're going to have – we're going to have reports starting just about every day where somebody has an injury, is going to be out for a while, not just here, around the league, or a guy – we had a guy go down yesterday, ACL. There was going to be a starting corner. It's going to happen. Guy's going to you're making cuts. Somebody's going to cut you. Somebody's going to fall on your leg. Somebody's going to trip. Somebody's going to come down on their shoulder. There's going to be injuries, man. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, that's why you wait to do the fantasy draft till in August. There will be injuries. You're right.
Good.
A lot of text, by the way, coming in on this this whole Tua situation here this morning. As I'm sure you could imagine, Joe.
I'm just...
What a weird situation they've created for themselves.
It's just frustrating that... It's not like these guys have never been around a team, our front office. They had to know it's going to be like this. And...
So you think Tua speaks for himself today? Because we had a text here, 786. I've never seen a pro team that is always 0-30 with their quarterback. Let the young man speak for himself. I wonder who will be his mouthpiece today. Mike McDaniel's got to go up there and talk, obviously.
What's Mike going to say?
And unfortunately, all the
questions were not true. I call Mike. You know
what Mike is? He actually did a good job yesterday.
The head coach is the middleman.
Yeah. He's in a bad spot.
Of course he is. Mike's not handling the cap.
And by the way, if Tua doesn't practice or doesn't want to do a full practices or whatever, he puts Mike in an even worse spot.
Well, they talk before. I mean, he's not going out there going, are you in this one? He goes, nope. Okay. Mike, you're up. I mean,
but as a coach, you want your guy to be out there.
Yes.
You want him to work. I mean, this is a bad situation all the way around.
I'm guessing his receivers would like to see mostly Tua, his Jalen and, right, Tyreek.
This is bizarre, man. It's funny? It doesn't sync up with the rest of Stephen Ross's tenure as owner of the Dolphins. Guy spent money on every possible thing you could want to try to win, right, including players. And this is the one? This is the holdup here?
Why? Well,
this is the one deal we can't get done with the guy that they think could be the franchise quarterback?
So I don't think the problem – I'm going by the history of Stephen Ross. The problem is not the money. He writes out as many checks as anybody in the NFL through the years, right? I mean – he could have done that training facility a lot cheaper. I mean, he could cut corners. He doesn't cut corners. That guy wants his friends to show up and go, damn, that's nice. Damn, that guy's good. He wants that stuff. So I don't believe Stephen Ross is. Now, will Stephen Ross go, hey, what do you think of, he wants to know as a fan. I can't remember ever hearing anybody tell me Stephen Ross said, no way, we're not doing that. No, take that guy off the board. Now, he'll ask guys, I've been told, he'll go, hey, I kind of like this guy. What do you guys think of him? And then they'll give him their professional. But he's not telling Chris Greer or Mike or any of the rest of those guys how to do their job. Not doing it. So it is frustrating, though. I'm with it. It's just it would be nice for the fans that are going out there on Sunday when they open up to see Lefty out there. And hopefully and by the way, if they do get this done, how quickly this topic will disappear.
I just wonder how close it is. I feel like if it wasn't close, you'd have the agent come out at some point and just drop to one of these writers or something, right?
Not going to do that. Not going to do that till it's done.
But wouldn't you, if the deal was far apart right now, you be like, hey, this is what they're lowballing them with?
Everybody's got to hold their hand, man. Got to hold their hand. Woody can't show it yet, brother. Cannot show it yet.
I wonder when that point is, when the negotiations start going so poorly, that someone has to leak something
out. One thing. They want Tua to start against Jacksonville.
Could you imagine?
No.
If that, I mean, that won't happen. There's no way it comes to that.
Right.
Can't throw the season away. I mean, what are you going to do here?
Is anybody really worried that Tua's not, like, to me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Well, what if they tell him to play on that fifth year?
He is going to play. Does anybody see Tua sit now?
I think it's unlikely.
Does anybody think when we go for the opener and Lawrence is in town in Jacksonville, he's got a good team. They're a good team. I don't know if they're going to be great or not. They're probably up there. If this works out and this works out and our receivers stay healthy and all that, we got a good, you know, we'll see. All right. Hey, we got to go to break, but right now I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, and Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them have been over there at Around the Clock for a long time. I'm going to throw out some numbers at you this morning for any kind of air conditioning and plumbing problems you might have. 35, 135, and 7. 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road, and 7 days a week. I'm not a big numbers guy, but I will tell you, this thing was built on great service, and there was a beautiful handoff from Big Daddy Lenny to his son Eric, and they keep it going. As a matter of fact, it's gotten bigger. It's gotten better. We got a warehouse full of air conditioning units, all different sizes, and water heaters. Any kind of problem you have with water heaters or air conditioning units, I want to let you know when I say a big, big warehouse, I'm not exaggerating, full of all different sizes. So when you make that call, I need it, and I need it now. Then come out quickly and take care of it. Same day installation. That's the goal every day. Financing plans to help you out. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go for you. And when it comes to training certified technicians, yes, 135 trucks 7 days a week there, 7 days a week with some of the best plumbers in the business ready to take care of all of your problems you have indoors and outdoors with plumbing. Licensed, experienced plumbers. So what are you waiting for? I just make you this promise. When it comes to service, that's what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing were built on, getting out there as quickly as possible. It is smoking hot out there, and nobody wants one day without air conditioning, and I get that. So I want to let you know, if you have any kind of air conditioning problems, call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call, and tell them you need somebody quickly from Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's time for weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 84 degrees and sunny, 15% chance of rain the rest of the day. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody. I was just thinking about this. We're all talking about the Tua Tagovailoa situation, which is, I guess, not going to go away. Anybody out there with me on this one? I feel like, and I'm like you, man, they want him. There's no question they want him. You ever been in a relationship where either you feel about her or she feels about you, and she goes, I like you a lot. I really do. I like you a lot. But I don't know if I'm madly in love with you. So it sounds good, like, to be really good friends and I want you around, but am I really, like, madly in love where I got to be with you all the time? It's kind of like, I know you're really good and can help us, and that's why we want to get a deal done with you, because you guys are hard to find. But Are you close to Mahomes or one of those guys? I don't know. It just feels like that sometimes. You feel that way a little bit, Woody?
I do. I feel like they're not all in on him.
No, but they're that's, in. That's like they're the in. They're going to make it. The offer, whatever the offer is, it's still. I know it's not maybe as good as some of these offers, but it's got to be close.
Yeah, but you can't undercut the guy and give him less than what, you know, Trevor Lawrence or, you know, one of these other guys got, because it's just, again, the stupid quote, the market is the market, but like you have to pay market value for a guy if you want to keep him.
So to me, to your point, because
that's just obvious. That's good. That's good business for Tua, right? You can't take less.
Right. Why would he go, hey, I'm going to take a lot less? I'll tell you what, one of the things, and we had this conversation yesterday too. I've had so many conversations about Tua. Oh my God!
No, it's getting exhausting, isn't it?
So the Trevor Lawrence that angle came up yesterday afternoon with the Chevy guys, and we were talking, and I said, and one of the guys said, I think Tua is a lot better than Trevor Lawrence so far, and I go, I agree. The work he put out last year is a lot better than what Trevor Lawrence did. And then there was somebody else in the office, because we had some of the managers in there, and going, well, I think Trevor lost some of his what? I go, that's not – when you're doing these contracts, are we really negotiating like part of negotiation? Well, you got better weapons than he does, so we – no, man. No, I'm not. That's just not fair. Like you got to have weapons, obviously. You can make an argument either way you want. I was looking at some of our writers and podcasters last night and their points. And sometimes, you know, you can make a point. You can make a point either way on this. You can. I listened to, I was in here with Dave Hyde working, and he had his point for the team and they're doing the right thing. And Dave and I nicely disagreed on some things with the Tua thing. And going back, so I get it. It's, you know, but I got to tell you, man, nobody's going to tell me it's good for this team, that guy out there half playing. It's just, you know, he's out of these drills, and four-string guys out there throwing picks all over the field yesterday. I mean, it's good for the defense, I guess, and chance to run around and make some plays. But, and again, I'm not reading into friggin' one first day of who's hot and who's not practice. Matter of fact, I hate that. You like that, Woody? Who's hot and who's not, sort of, and they all do that. We're going to tell you who was good today and who was bad. Who had a bad day and who had a great day.
I mean, I'm not a huge, you know, training camp guy. I like to
see
them
on the field. We're going to go on that roller coaster?
Yeah, I wait till, you know, we see these guys on the field to really make a full judgment on, you know, on players. But, yeah, I'm not. I know these guys, like, everyone's got to do their job. I get that. But, yeah, I'll wait till they get on the field, start making official judgments here.
Well, I'm guessing the best clickbait right now is Tua Tagovailoa, right?
Well, every question, it really is embarrassing, because every question was about it yesterday to Mike, and Mike gave the same answer in different ways.
What is he supposed to do? What do you want Mike to say? You want Mike to take one side harder the other? But that would be really smart.
For their business, it doesn't matter, though, as long as they get some sort of quote, right?
Well, he said
it just doesn't matter. But.
Well, how about this one? It's kind of what he said. It's important for the team, and it's important for Tua and his family. Yeah. They'd like to both get a deal done. Neither side's arguing that. Both want to get a deal done. We just don't want to pay you what you want. So, anyway, it's early, and early in camp here, and we'll see what happens. So what do you got coming in here, Woody, real quickly? Give me.
Oh, boy, we got a lot coming in here, Joe. Let's see here. Market value for an injury-prone quarterback whose concussions are the reason he wanted to retire. We got that from the 914, and everyone's got their opinions on this.
He played all 18 games last year. He started all 18 games.
I know, so okay. I hear Trevor Lawrence beat Tua, Joe. There you go.
Did we play Jacksonville last year?
I don't believe we did. I don't know. Would he beat him at some point down the road? By the way, the head-to-head, I mean, it just doesn't matter. But
hey,
Tua is the girl you're with, but might not be the girl you want.
Great. We like you a lot. No, we know you can win. We know you can do it. And and there's still not a lot of you out there, and we're scared to death of the drafts because that's no guarantee, because we're going to win too many games if there is a guy we really like. And Mike's telling us you got another step in your game that you can take to move up the ladder in the quarterback club there. So we want to do it, but, you know, we got the top guys still that kind of by themselves. I don't know.
561 says, why does Miami wait so long to sign their own over the years? The price always goes up and we lose them. Wilkins last year is happening with Tua now. We're going to screw this up.
I don't necessarily disagree with that on that thing of waiting to see how guys play, and then now their value goes way up. The Christian Wilkins thing, I'm over that. I really am. I don't think we can replace him, but I'm willing to be like, okay, he's moved on, he's not coming back, but nobody's not going to tell me that he just did something. Now I'm jumping on to Christian Wilkins, man, and I want he plays for the Raiders now. There's no reason to bring this up. But I want everybody out there to know, even before last year when he had 10 sacks, it's not normal for a defensive tackle to have 90 to 100 tackles a season. That doesn't happen, and a ton of tackles for loss. TFLs, baby, they're big. In the backfield, making friggin' tackles. Those are big. You got to beat usually somebody in front of you to do those. All right, what else you got? I'm sorry, Woody. I didn't mean to do that.
By the way, someone called out the other texter, said that Tua wanting to retire was BS. He did not want that. That was the media, I think, that was trying to force him to retire. Remember?
No, he never wanted to retire, but he wanted to know.
That was some of the talking heads on the national stuff were like, he needs to retire. This is what they're doing to him. And
when he had that last little episode where he came in the morning, he wasn't feeling good after the game. Was that the final one?
I don't know. The last one, I think, was the one where he was doing that like claw thing with his hand.
No,
that
I don't.
That one was pretty ugly.
I think the last one was he went down.
Either way, remember they were like, Mike McDaniel needs to make him retire, and this is on him. People were throwing blame all over the place.
Everybody did. We were like the concussion cheaters. We were known as the, our doctors, and the doctors that were sitting up there watching, the guys that do this for a living, they're going, I don't want anything to do with this team. This is crazy.
All right, 609 says, why is it so hard to understand? Look at his numbers against good teams. They're below average. My goodness, it's not rocket science. So, Trevor beat Tua in London, Joe. I guess that game, what was that, a year ago?
No.
2 years ago?
That was Brian Flores.
Okay.
They're going bad.
Okay.
So we're still talking about the Brian Flores.
Apparently.
We don't talk about the Brian Flores, Tua Tagovailoa. That guy has nothing in common with Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa. They have nothing in common. Numbers, wins, nothing. Playing time, nothing in common.
This would be the easiest contract negotiation ever if Tua could even play decent against good teams, but he has been a bum against them. Even the slightest bit of bad weather crushes him as well.
I think some of that's holding up some of the price. Do you agree? Yes or no? No, think it out. Don't just...
I get it, bro, but like...
What do you think in negotiations when the Dolphins make their point to try to keep the price down?
You think he calls the agent, he's like, well, listen, he can't win a big game, and he's, he stinks in the cold, so we're only going to give him this.
You don't think they have numbers that... So if that was the case, and you just go, he's a perfect guy, let's get this done.
I don't know. My thought on this from the beginning is either you think he can win or you can't. When I say win, I mean a Super Bowl. You wouldn't tie yourself to a guy on a long-term deal if you didn't think he was good enough.
Woody, I got to tell you, man.
And I can only take Chris Griff face value what he's said all along.
Woody, how many of those guys are out there? Let me ask Eric. How many of those guys that we know are out there right now that have a chance?
So you think the Dolphins are in the office right now and they're like, well, he's the best option that we have. We know he's not that great, but because that's basically what you're saying.
I'm telling you, for everybody, this is what I tell everybody when they tell me I don't want to, and I go, well, what do you want? There's like he's by far.
Well, if you tell me Tua's hit his ceiling and the Dolphins are never going to win a playoff game, then I'd like to move on.
They didn't feel that way in the offseason, did they?
Okay.
Does it look like they feel that
way?
By
the way, this is exactly what happens when you drag your feet on this thing and you let it run.
Let me give you the other one I heard yesterday. The Dolphins don't feel this is an embarrassing offer. They don't feel. They think it's in the ballpark. And Tua's guys are going, no. Every day you wait, business, it gets a little more expensive. Like, it's a little more expensive than it was before because of the last couple contracts. So, all right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break.
Ought to be fun here over the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. We'll start blaming each other for the deal not getting done. Hey, let me ask you, you all set for some good headlines?
I'm going to try for you.
All right. And then Adam Beasley will join. We'll hit him with the thing. We need a little Bees flip-flopper. He wears flip-flops, right? Is that what we heard yesterday?
Who said that? Was that Omar that said that?
I think Omar, who takes shots at everybody, I think he took a little shot at
He me. Does. You know, Omar's got very...
No, he's good at taking shots, but nobody ever... They're not like he takes shots, but he gets
Do you think
away
people just
them.
Like all their other writers are just like whatever when he says that he's the only writer that the players care about?
I think they just kind of laugh. Hey, I'll tell you who's not laughing. Chev, my man Chev, actually, the CEO of Loctite. Loctite, man, we want to lock you down. I'm not talking about bump and run coverage. I'm talking about hurricane season and making sure you've done everything possible for your home or your business or any investment properties you own to make sure you are as safe as you can possibly be during what could be another ugly one out there. When it comes to hurricane season, Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, we got some specials. This guy calls me almost every night. It's amazing. He calls me again, and he says, hey, man, I'm not trying to be a pain, but I want to let you know that it's hurricane season. And I'm thinking, okay, I know that. He goes, Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down, Joe. It's one of the best deals anybody has. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. Hey, man, the best products, the strongest, most durable windows and doors. That's what we do. And not just that, but if you have a roof that's been a little shaky, a little leaky, and you're going, well, maybe we can make it through one more year. What are you doing, man? This is what Chev and the guys are doing even right now for you. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is you're looking for throughout South Florida. If you can hear me right now, they cover that area. That's what I'm telling you, and they are really good from start to finish, taking care of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They'll take care of all the permits and HOA approval, so you don't have to worry about that. Really, you just come over and tell them what you want and get out of the way, baby, because they're going to get it done for you. Really, it's all about quality, and it's about being efficient and Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. That's what they're all about. 954-500-LOCK. They've got people in there, very knowledgeable, ready to answer the phone for you. 954-500-LOCK. Again, 954-500-LOCK. Let the guys over there at Loctite take good care of you before it gets crazy here during hurricane season.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, you ready for a little...
We need a little Tua timeout, so good.
Media day misstep here. Let's go to the Big Ten, and UCLA making their debut in the Big Ten. It's a big deal, right?
Glad to jump in with their big brothers, USC,
So they got, you know, Deshaun Foster, new coach, new conference, the whole thing's a time. It's a big deal over here, so here we go. Here's his opening statement.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited, you know. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in LA. It's us and USC.
no.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
Yeah, we have some questions.
How about he got a little stage fright? He was not prepared to.
There you go. That's what. So I see a lot of people are like all over the board on this thing, and they're like, you know.
Oh, we take shots.
Don't pile on the guy. He was nervous, this and that. But that's what happens when you just go up there and wing it.
Probably a good time, when in doubt, start talking about your team.
Yeah.
Because you're there for football. Too. You're not there for John Wooden winning like 200 championships in basketball with Bill Walton and Lou Alcindor back in those days.
But you're getting paid. The guy gets he's on a $3 million salary here, Joe. He's getting paid to represent the university and there's got to be someone there that could just help him with a few words to
say. You don't have to do the great academic school. You don't have – it's all money. I mean, you just got to get right to, hey, we're looking forward to it. This conference has been great, and we feel like it's going to be a great opportunity for us to grow our sport. He did mention USC, which is good. They're together, private and public, together.
Well, I didn't realize they were both in L.A., so that's good.
You're such a
– I mean, he – just come on, man. Put a little work into it.
So I thought, do you think he thought he was just going to get questions right away? Like, all right, guys,
no,
whatever you want.
Have to, well, maybe he's got a bad PR guy, sports information guy over there or something, but it just felt like a lack of preparation. Like, he just went up there and was going
to
wing it.
How about our team is really excited about this opportunity to play against the Ohio States and Michigans and Penn States? Yeah. Yeah, he could have had a little something. And, you know, when in doubt, just write a couple of notes to yourself. That's a nice – if you got your eyes aren't good, just make them a little bigger. Those letters a little bit bigger, you're fine.
All right. How about this, man? ESPN's Madden Ratings Week will return on July 29th. That is next week, Joe. Madden NFL 25 ratings will be revealed. It's basically going to be through the entire week. They're going to do this here, so
I'm always amazed, Woody, that the players are affected and upset, especially the speed guys when they don't get the Tyreek speed.
So I got to tell you, I talked to a lot of the players up there while we were at the ACC media days, and these guys are really big into this college football game.
Yeah.
It's a big, big deal for all of them. Oh, yeah. They even had like a little thing set up upstairs where the guys could go in and play. But it was a big deal to all of them.
Did you ask them if they got their $500 check?
I didn't have to, Joe. Half of the players that I interviewed were wearing giant chains and
came up on their own planes.
Watches and that's stuff. Funny. Yeah, and that's just the ACC. I heard the SEC is really getting after with with that stuff. But
how many sports cars out there in that parking lot right now?
Yeah, no,
40.
There was some. This guy from Pitt that I talked to is like a defensive back from Pitt, had the largest chain you've ever seen in your life, with the big shiny whatever his nickname was and diamonds. I don't know if it probably wasn't real, but still very very gaudy looking.
Man,
there's a little bit of money going around up
Woody,
there.
Woody, do you ever just step back and go, "What the hell happened to college football? This just
I know.
It happened so quickly."
But we will have that next week, Joe. Receivers on the 29th, followed by edge rushers, tight ends, quarterbacks. They'll be each one will get a day on ESPN, and they'll run through these. That'll be finished with a special on Saturday, an hour-long special, with Field Yates, Mina Kimes, Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. They'll break down all the player ratings, all that good stuff. And this year, Madden 25 will debut two new broadcast teams, with Mike Tirico and Greg Olson as one of them, and Kate Scott and Brock Heward doing the other. So I guess there's two options there for you.
Okay.
We'll see. That is next week, though.
That game's popular, right? You said that game.
Yeah, I don't know how popular it's going to be this year, because I think a lot of people bought that. Well, we know 2.2 million bought it on the early release for the college football game.
You don't think the NFL game's a little more popular than
I don't
the
know,
college
man.
Team?
I think the college game is going to be very popular this year, so I don't know on that one. All right. We know about this CrowdStrike situation that's been going on. Dave Hyde, his firm put a heavy buy recommendation on CrowdStrike, by the way, if you're looking for something to buy. They sent out to their clients a $10 Uber Eats voucher for the tech outage that that people experienced. A lot of people thought this was a joke. It ended up the company had to come out and verify that this was like indeed a real thing. A CrowdStrike spokesperson confirmed the emails with the $10 vouchers were legitimate. That's what they sent their clients. So I wonder if we got one here.
I don't know.
It's also well noted in here that you can't buy anything for $10 on Uber Eats either.
Hey, you let me know if there is.
All right.
I'm not a big Uber Eats guy.
I know you're not. I know.
Like always, I don't want anybody to have my food that I don't know. What about you, Woody?
Well, usually they seal it.
I don't want anybody to have my food. And by the way, what if I'm delivery, like there's 20 deliveries and I'm number 19?
Well, you can buy priority, pay a little extra, which I'm sure you do.
You know what I do? And they think I'm nuts. The kids, I go, I'll go get it. Just order it.
Yeah?
They go, really?
That works out well for them.
I want to get it right from the restaurant, man. All right.
All right, let me race through a couple more of these here. Southwest Airlines is getting rid of their open seating policy here, you know, where they just like let everyone have a free-for-all for seats on the plane.
Yeah.
They're basically doing this so that they can sell more expensive seats and make more money off of it.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, yeah.
They said that, or you're saying that?
No, well, that's what they're doing. I mean, they didn't say it in those words, but they are going to be selling premium seats now, so it's just more money for them. So it'll end up working out nicely for them.
Just be on time.
Yeah, that's way too much to ask. All right, Joe, we had a hiker, a 70-year-old hiker, who was found alive after 5 days lost in the Sierra Nevada wilderness. I only bring that up because I feel like you talk about that. Was it like a park or a mountain range or something?
And all over the Sierra Nevadas. I've been from Bo's place to Lake Tahoe, all over it, yeah.
Guy survived 5 days by drinking water from a river and eating berries.
There you go.
How many days would it take for you to give up?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you some of those damn mountains. When you get up there at the top of those bad boys, they are friggin' up there. 9,000, 9,500, 8,500. You get altitude sickness?
I don't, no.
My son gets it.
Yeah?
Can't go to places. The vacation is just ruined. It's like a hangover that won't go away, that nauseous feeling. It's terrible. All right, the 8 o'clock hour is coming up, which means it's going to be time for our man, Adam Beasley. It's been a while, Bees. It's been a while, man, from Pro Football Network. But before we get to Bees, and I know he doesn't have this problem, ED or low T. I know Bees not going through it. He's too young. But I will tell you, I went through it. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't like talking about this stuff, man. It's private. It's personal. But I will tell you, every man, sooner or later, will go through it. Men as early as their early 40s, into their 50s, 60s, 70s, sooner or later, no matter what it is. I know so many guys lie about it. It doesn't matter. But I don't care if you lie or not. Only affecting yourself and how you feel every day. If your energy is shot, you have none, you're constantly tired all the time and everybody says it's normal, or you feel like you're stressed out or you're not sleeping well and your sex drive is gone, you can't hide that one. When all of a sudden she goes, have I done something? Oh, you must just be really tired. Nothing's working. Oh, no, it's fine. If you're going through that, man, you probably got ED and low T. And if you do, there's great news. You can get rid of it. You don't have to lie to everybody and fake everybody out and just having a bad night and a bad week and all that stuff. Let Atlantic Men's Clinic, six months ago, I went there, and within 2 weeks, I was feeling great. And, man, I got to tell you, that place is on the priority list every week, Atlantic Men's Clinic. The people there, they're professional. They're good. They explain everything to you. And they police your program. They make sure you're doing everything right and check, go through checks with you to check your levels. And hey, man, it's just such a good program. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, obtain a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. That first visit is very important. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Go get some great results and get rid of ED and low T. Stop running and hiding and not sure what you're going to do about this. I'm telling what you can do to get rid of it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. It's crazy here during hurricane season.
now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, you ready for a little...
We need a little Tua timeout, so good.
Yeah, a little media day misstep here. Let's go to the Big Ten. And UCLA making their debut in the Big Ten. It's a big deal, right?
They had to jump in with their big brothers, USC,
So they got, you know, Deshaun Foster, new coach, new conference, the whole thing's a time. It's a big deal over here. So here we go. Here's his opening statement.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC. I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
Yeah, we have some questions.
How about he got a little stage fright? He was not prepared to
there you go. That's what, so I see a lot of people are like all over the board on this thing, and they're like, you know,
oh, we take shots,
don't pile on the guy, he was nervous, this and that. But that's what happens when you just go up there and wing it.
Probably a good time, when in doubt, start talking about your team.
Yeah,
because you're there for football too. You're not there for John Wooden winning like 200 championships in basketball with Bill Walton and Lou Alcindor back in those days.
But you're getting paid. The guy he's on a $3 million salary here, Joe. He's getting paid to represent the university, and there's got to be someone there that could just help him with a few words to
you
say.
You don't have to do the great academic school. You don't have. It's all money. I mean, you just got to get right to, hey, we're looking forward to it. This conference has been great, and we feel like it's going to be a great opportunity for us to grow our sport. He did mention USC, which is good. They're together, private and public, together.
Well, I didn't realize they were both in L.A. So that's good.
You're such a...
I mean, he... Just come on, man. Put a little work into it.
So I thought... Do you think he thought he was just going to get questions right away? Like, all right, guys,
no,
whatever you want.
Have to... Well, maybe he's got a bad PR guy, sports information guy over there or something, but it just felt like a lack of preparation. Like, he just went up there and was going to wing it.
How about our team is really excited about this opportunity to play against the Ohio States and Michigans and Penn States? Yeah. Yeah, he could have had a little something. And, you know, when in doubt, just write a couple of notes to yourself. That's a nice, if you got, your eyes aren't good, just make them a little bigger. Those letters a little bit bigger, you're fine.
All right. How about this, man? ESPN's Madden Ratings Week will return on July 29th. That is next week, Joe. Madden NFL 25 ratings will be revealed. It's basically going to be through the entire week. They're going to do this here. So
I'm always amazed, Woody, that the players are affected and upset, especially the speed guys, when they don't get the Tyreek speed.
So I got to tell you, I talked to a lot of the players up there while we were at the ACC media days, and these guys are really big into this college football game.
Yeah.
It's a big, big deal for all of them. Oh, yeah. They even had like a little thing set up upstairs where the guys could go in and play, but it was a big deal to all of them.
Did you ask them if they got their $500 check?
I didn't have to, Joe. Half of the players that I interviewed were wearing giant chains and
came up on their own planes.
Diamond watches and stuff. Funny. Yeah, and that's just the ACC. I heard the SEC is really getting after with with that stuff. But
how many sports cars out there in that parking lot right now?
Yeah. No,
40.
There was some, this guy from Pitt that I talked to is like a defensive back from Pitt, had the largest chain you've ever seen in your life, with the big shiny, whatever his nickname was, in diamonds. You know, I don't know if it was, probably wasn't real, but still very very gaudy looking.
Man.
There's a little bit of money going around up
there.
Woody,
do you ever just step back and go, what the hell happened to college football? This just,
I know.
It happened so quickly.
But we will have that next week, Joe. Receivers on the 29th, followed by edge rushers, tight ends, quarterbacks. They'll be each one will get a day on ESPN, and they'll run through these. That'll be finished with a special on Saturday, an hour-long special. With Field Yates, Mina Kimes, Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. They'll break down all the player ratings, all that good stuff. And this year, Madden 25 will debut two new broadcast teams with Mike Tirico and Greg Olson as one of them, and Kate Scott and Brock Heward doing the other. So I guess there's two options there for you.
Okay.
We'll see. That is next week, though.
That game's popular, right? You said that game.
Yeah, I don't know how popular it's going to be this year, because I think a lot of people bought that. We know 2.2 million bought it on the early release for the college football game.
You don't think we'll the see. NFL game's a little more popular than
I don't
the
know,
college
man.
Team?
I think the college game is going to be very popular this year, so I don't know on that one. All right. We know about this CrowdStrike situation that's been going on. Dave Hyde, his firm put a heavy buy recommendation on CrowdStrike, by the way. If you're looking for something to buy, they sent out to their clients a $10 Uber Eats voucher for the tech outage that that people experienced. A lot of people thought this was a joke. It ended up the company had to come out and verify that this was like indeed a real thing. A CrowdStrike spokesperson confirmed the emails with the $10 vouchers were legitimate. That's what they sent their clients. So I wonder if we got one here.
I don't know.
It's also well noted in here that you can't buy anything for $10 on Uber Eats either.
Hey, you let me know if there is.
All right.
I'm not a big Uber Eats guy.
I know you're not. I know.
Like, I don't want anybody to have my food that I don't know. What about you, Woody?
Well, usually they seal it.
I don't want anybody to have my food. And by the way, what if I'm delivery, like there's 20 deliveries and I'm number 19?
Well, you can buy priority. You pay a little extra, which I'm sure you do.
You know what I do? And they think I'm nuts. The kids, I go, I'll go get it. Just order it.
Yeah?
They go, really?
That works out well for them.
I want to get it right from the restaurant, man. All right.
All right, let me race through a couple more of these here. Southwest Airlines is getting rid of their open seating policy here. You know where they just like let everyone have a free-for-all for seats on the plane?
Yeah.
They're basically doing this so that they can sell more expensive seats and make more money off of it.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, yeah.
They said that, or you're saying that?
No, well, that's what they're doing. I mean, they didn't say it in those words, but they are going to be selling premium seats now, so it's just more money for them. So it'll end up working out nicely for them.
Just be on time.
Yeah, that's way too much to ask. All right, Joe, we had a hiker, a 70-year-old hiker, who was found alive after 5 days lost in the Sierra Nevada wilderness. I only bring that up because I feel like you talk about that. Was it like a park or a mountain range or something?
And all over the Sierra Nevadas. I've been from Bo's place to Lake Tahoe, all over it, yeah.
Guy survived 5 days by drinking water from a river and eating berries.
There you go.
How many days would it take for you to give up?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you some of those damn mountains when you get up there. At the top of those bad boys, they are friggin' up there. 9,000, 9,500, 8,500. You get altitude sickness?
I don't know.
My son gets it.
Yeah?
Can't go to places. The vacation is just ruined. It's like a hangover that won't go away. That nauseous feeling, it's terrible. All right, the 8 o'clock hour is coming up, which means it's going to be time for our man, Adam Beasley. It's been a while, Bees. It's been a while, man, from Pro Football Network. But before we get to Bees, and I know he doesn't have this problem, ED or low T. I know Bees not going through it. He's too young. But I will tell you, I went through it. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't like talking about this stuff, man. It's private. It's personal. But I will tell you, every man, sooner or later, will go through it. Men as early as their early 40s, into their 50s, 60s, 70s, sooner or later, no matter what it is. I know so many guys lie about it. It doesn't matter. But I don't care if you lie or not. Only affecting yourself and how you feel every day If your energy is shot, you have none, you're constantly tired all the time and everybody says it's normal, or you feel like you're stressed out or you're not sleeping well and your sex drive is gone, you can't hide that one. When all of a sudden she goes, have I done something? Oh, you must just be really tired. Nothing's work. Oh, no, it's fine. If you're going through that, man, you probably got ED and low T. And if you do, there's great news. You can get rid of it. You don't have to lie to everybody and fake everybody out and just having a bad night and a bad week and all that stuff. Let Atlantic Men's Clinic, six months ago, I went there, and within 2 weeks, I was feeling great. And, man, I got to tell you, that place is on the priority list every week. Atlantic Men's Clinic, the people there, they're professional, they're good, they explain everything to you, and they police your program. They make sure you're doing everything right and check, go through checks with you to check your levels. And hey, man, it's just such a good program. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, obtain a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. That first visit is very important. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Go get some great results and get rid of ED and low T. Stop running and hiding and not sure what you're going to do about this. I'm telling what you can do to get rid of it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.